a little something to break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And our experts always get to select their music. So we have in the house
for the music this morning.
Hey, what is that? Avalon HR is here with Stacey Oren, who is their benefits manager, and Chip Wood, who's the VP of Sales and Marketing. All right, Stacey, why'd you pick this song? DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Well, you know, I spent all weekend. We have some family down from Tennessee, and we spent about 8 hours on Pensacola Beach on Saturday, and then we spent half a day on Crab Island on Sunday.
Oh, fine.
And I'm not sure anything says summertime more than, you know, 2 days of sun, salt, sand.
Jazzy Jeff.
Little Fresh Prince, little there DJ Jazzy Jeff. It was, you know, it was nice.
We play it all here. We got it all right for you, right here on News Radio.
And like I said, my music catalog looks like it's owned by somebody with multiple personalities. It would probably terrify most.
Well, gee, let's go think about that a minute.
You should see Chipwood's face right now. It was not his favorite song.
No, that's okay. I love
it's
music.
It's all good.
I love music. I love all kinds of music. Mm-hmm. It's just
too funny.
Thing.
Well, we have Avalon HR in here to talk about some more serious subjects, of course, HR benefits and ways that they can help your business. So let's get to it. Tell us a little bit about Avalon HR for folks that may not be familiar with you and who you are and what you do.
Well, we are a full-service PEO, which is an acronym for Professional Employment Organization. We're located here in Pensacola at 100 South Pace Boulevard. And we are accredited through the IRS. We are accredited through ESAC, which is the industry standard for making sure that we are who we say we are,
correct.
I guess.
Correct, yes.
And the IRS, we have that certification as well, which very, very few PEOs have because it's extremely difficult to maintain and get. You have to have your audits audited. And we have to do that very frequently, but it's good for our clients to know that when we are doing their payroll, they can feel rest assured that it's done properly, all the taxes are paid in a timely fashion, and that we take full responsibility for everything.
Where's your business located?
It's 100 South Pace Boulevard.
Okay, South Pace Boulevard. Okay.
Yep, we're here in Pensacola. We're locally owned and operated, so... invite you to drop by the office if you just want to take a look at everything or just to talk to us about any of your payroll situations. We have a lot of people that really understand their business real well.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't understand the taxation and the payroll ends of these businesses.
It's
because
constantly changing.
Well, one of the things that we put a publication out this week to a lot of restaurants, primarily on FICA tip credits.
Yes.
Because a lot of people don't understand that, and they don't even know it exists. We've talked to a lot of accountants that do not do restaurant accounting work.
Right.
They don't even really understand
that's
it.
That's not good.
It.
Okay.
Well,
let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, the reason that they don't know about it is because it's not in their wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of accountants specialize in different types of businesses, but they don't specialize in restaurants. Now, an accountant that does restaurants, they understand it. And what it actually is it's an incentive that the government gives employers of restaurants or anyone else that accepts tips, coffee shops, et cetera. And what it does is it gives a tax credit to the owner of the business, a dollar-for-dollar tax credit for reporting tips properly.
Wow, okay.
And a lot of people just... don't even understand that.
And let me kind of pick up there from my side. You know, reporting your tips, people are like, well, it's my money. Why should I have to pay taxes on it? Yeah, it is. And I get
wages.
It. Believe me, taxes are not my favorite topic either. But here's the thing. It's also income. Flat out. It's
income. Compensable wages.
But what you're doing by not reporting that is you're shorting yourself verifiable income when you go to buy a car, a house, or take out any other kind of loan. They're not going to say, you know, you can't go in there with your W-2 and say, yeah, but I actually made, several thousand more, or I just didn't report. They're not going to believe you. They're
where
not going to care.
It?
Yeah, where is it, right?
Right.
The other side of that is your Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
So when you report that, you and your employer pay those Social Security wages on that, and that's there for your retirement. So, you know, thinking, well, I'm just going to take my cash and run is very short-sighted. It really is. It's like, yeah, you've got a little extra cash right now, but you're shorting yourself some things that can be very crucial to your future. I mean, short-term and long-term, like the loans and things like that. And going a little bit further, you know, we always have new regulations and rules pop up July 1st of every year, it seems like. And we've got some this year regarding tips and gratuities.
Right.
And but those, we've gotten several questions about that in the last couple of days. People are calling saying, hey, you know, do I need to do anything different from the employer side on reporting these? And the short answer to that is no. What it is, you know, we typically interchange the word tips and gratuities. And that's fine. But in the eyes of whomever makes all these lovely rules, there is a distinguishable difference.
Interesting. Okay. Explain that.
Tips are voluntary. Gratuities are typically added by the restaurant, and it's not an option. Okay.
Like you've seen on your bill, if you have a party of six or more, they'll go ahead and add 18%
right.
or 20%.
Gratuity.
Gratuity.
Gotcha.
Gratuity.
Interesting.
Okay? So what this new law says as of tomorrow, that the restaurants have to be transparent to the consumer in breaking that down. They have to show them anything that's on their bill, anything they're being charged, service charge, gratuity, anything like that has to be broken down more clearly so the consumer understands it. As far as reporting it for payroll purposes, it still goes in the same. There's no difference on the employer side. It's just a protection for the consumer. So you don't have to worry about that. You still report them as always. And the way that works, everybody's like, well, if they take home all this cash, how does that work?
Mm-hmm.
When it's reported in payroll, let's say you made $250 cash. We add a line that says tips. It'll be $250, and it's there for tax purposes only. It doesn't get paid out again. It gets factored into your wages. It gets taxed appropriately, but then it just kind of pops back off. Like it doesn't, it's not paid out to you again. It's just showing, hey, during this payroll period, you had an additional $250 in income. Again, raises your verifiable income, raises your Social Security, and it's a positive thing. And so to encourage the employers to have their employees report that, you know, Florida gives all employers a tip credit to make up the difference between the tipped wages and the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
So this allows the employer to recoup their tip credit that they're giving the employees when they file their taxes. So it's a very important piece, and it actually works out beneficial for all when it's done correctly.
Well, it's interesting, too, now. I suspect that it's a little bit clearer because most people now are paying with credit cards, correct?
Yes.
So
yes.
The days of everything being cash
has
changed.
That is an audit trail. When you get audited as a business, if you've gotten $10,000 in credit card tips for the month of June,
mm-hmm.
but your payroll shows you have $2,000, you're going to
Where's
have
that 8,
a problem.
Yes, that's why I bring it up. Things are different now.
A big problem. But, you know, that's something we help you navigate. That's something we can help you figure out. You know, when I first got that question the other day, I was like, oh, because when the payroll says, like, hey, is this on our radar? And I was like, hey, no, I don't know. Like, let's look at this. Because,
mm-hmm.
Because it was a consumer thing, not an employer thing, it didn't really hit our side. But, of course, we looked into it. We gave, you know, a correct answer. And, you know, now we know what it is, so we can handle that moving forward. We monitor things like that constantly. We're there to advise and to help. And something else that we do, you know, we're sitting here with a huge bank of TVs, and one of the things is all 50 states or reporting temperatures over 100 degrees. It feels like temp right now.
Mm-hmm.
A big part of what we do is safety. We'll help you manage your safety programs, your work comp, heat is huge. I've been with Avalon 6 years, and I probably average 5 to 10 heat-related calls a year over things that just couldn't be taken care of, like on the job site.
Well, we're in the height of the season for temperatures and for attendance.
Make sure you stay hydrated.
It's the busiest season for us right now.
Absolutely. Right. Stay hydrated. Even things like, you know, electrolyte replacement's great. Water is great. You know, something, you know, and they make some expensive, fancy products out there, the squinchers and stuff like that. And those are great. I mean, they do work. I'm not saying that. But, you know, you're like, hey, man, I don't know if I can take on that. You can go to the grocery store and buy a bag of popsicles, the good old-fashioned freezer popsicles.
That's a good idea.
And just keep the cool liquid coming in any form. And I know somebody's going to come back and say, well, those have a lot of sugar. Yes, they absolutely do. But that's the least of my concerns when I've got a group of people working outside is their sugar consumption for the day. I want them hydrated. I want them cool, light-colored clothing, in the shade as much as possible.
Wear a hat.
Wearing hats, taking regular breaks, and getting yourself out of the heat.
Having fans on your property in the dining areas.
Absolutely.
Especially if they're outside.
Right. Yes. And we have a lot of open outdoor dining here. You know, you want your customers to be comfortable, but you've got to make sure your employees are taken care of.
We're doing payrolls for a group of lifeguards.
Oh, gosh, yes. So,
That's right. And it's like, folks, please. And, you know, most of those kids are really good about that kind of stuff. You know, my son has grown up here in Florida, and he'll be like, Mom, I've got to get hydrated before we got to the beach. Mom, I need something, you know, just keep that mindset and that mentality, not, oh, I'll be okay, it's just one day. Mm-hmm. No.
When you quit sweating, that's when there's a problem.
That's right. Right. That's the sign of heat stroke.
We had someone working at our property that we had to pull. Chip and I took one look at him. He was like, hey, we need you to come in here, Zadell, for a minute.
Yes.
Like,
be careful.
We need you to come in here and have a seat.
If you just join us, we're talking with Chip and Stacy with Avalon HR. If you've got a question for them, that's what this is about. They're the experts on all things business and working with your employees, staying safe, safety tips, HR tips. Ask a question, maybe something related to this busy season we're having right now. This is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620.
Yeah. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And if you're just out and about, and if you think of something and you'd like to call, call. If you want to drop by, we're at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola. And Stacy and I are always available, and my sales team, Kirk and Steve, are always there waiting to talk with folks also if you have questions. Because a lot of businesses, like I said earlier, they understand their widget, or they understand what they do, and they don't understand what we do.
Right.
And that's sometimes that's a problem.
Well, and as a professional employment organization, one of the things that's great about y'all is that you will sit down with some. I think sometimes people think, oh, I should have done this in January.
But it's not too late.
No,
you
it's
could
never
come
too
in
late.
Now and have you guys help them through the summer. This is the you might not realize all of a sudden it's July and you need some help.
Yeah, I mean don't wait till the tax man starts banging on your
right.
door going.
That's right.
You know,
hey, where are those quarterly taxes?
Yeah, where are those 940s and 941s that you're supposed to be doing? And everybody goes, huh?
Well, and some people, this is the new fiscal year now, so it's different for everybody.
Well, it's like I was talking to our tax manager yesterday. We got a report, and she goes, I haven't even had time to look at it. I said, don't. I said, because it's not going to make sense to you. And she said, well, I feel like, and I was like, no, don't. I said, it's like, Johnny, I was like, think about it this way. That would be like me trying to look at your 941s. I know what they are. I know they have to be done, and that's where the knowledge ends for me. You look at this report, which was mine, you're going to recognize it. You're going to know what it is, but that's where your knowledge is going to end. Mm-hmm. You know, we have dedicated people. I don't want to learn what 941s are. I don't care. I just don't. That's not my thing. You know, I make a joke to my boss all the time about math and me. It's not that I don't have the ability. I don't have the desire.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not in accounting.
I understand.
Yeah, that's why I like people. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm in HR. I like the people. And we've managed to put the greatest people in the spots where they belong. I can do sales. I hate sales. I don't want to do it.
I don't want her in sales.
Chip's like, no, stay out of sales.
No, probably not, Chip. Probably not.
Well, you know, I could go a little rogue out there. You just never know.
I've been, this is my 23rd year.
Wow.
In this industry. And one thing I really love about it is the fact that I'm always in different type of industries. I get to see businesses.
That's true.
From wind turbines to
it's
restaurants.
Like a chamber of commerce in a way. You're everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really.
And we do the payroll for several chambers.
That's locally. True.
So,
yeah.
You know, and so it gives you an opportunity to really visit and understand what other people do and what they go through in their daily lives. And that's the fun part about it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then plus the fact that we can help many businesses that they're starting off on their new business venture and they understand, like I said, what they do. And then we can come in and we can help them maintain and from day one make sure that they're all in compliance. And compliance is a key word.
Right.
Making sure that you're in the state and federal eyes, that you're staying on the straight and level, because if not, that can come out to be another nightmare.
Well, we've talked about this before, too, is that if you have an employee that has a question or a problem with their payroll or whatever,
right.
They can call Stacy and she'll get on the phone and talk to them about
correct.
That.
Right.
And that's a big relief
when you're worried
about being open for the 4th.
Well,
right?
And that's it.
You know, you've got other concerns on your mind besides the details.
A lot of times an employer, and let's say an employee comes to the employer for HR advice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know many employers that are experts in HR. They don't have time to review all the laws. They don't have time to stay abreast of what's going on.
Sure.
So it's better to team up with us. And if you're paired with us, then somebody like Stacy can just get on the phone and go, well, here's what you need to do. And
mm-hmm.
here's da 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 da. And sometimes we just don't, sometimes I don't see how employers can do without us.
Right. I think you're great.
Yeah.
So what can I say?
Thank you.
I have no words.
Yeah. I mean, just take the worry out of it. I mean, you know, just team up with us and you'll find out real quick how beneficial it is to your business.
Well, I really appreciate that you've brought up this issue of heat safety for the summer and that you can actually remind your clients to make sure that their employees are being taken care of. That's super important. And I'm sure you're also able to help employers. Right now we're in the H season. And so being ready, having a plan for your employees. What are you going to do when you shut down? And how does PTO work and all that kind of thing? You know, that's when you have to shut down because we've got a tropical storm coming. That's a whole other animal, right? A whole other issue.
You'll still get paid for us.
We will make it to where no one goes without payroll because like we said before, that is the most critical time when employees need pay. If they're having to relocate, find a hotel, do something extra, that is imperative. We do have lots of different provisions, options in place. We have doubled up in homes where someone, it's like, oh, hey, I have internet. We all pack up and we go there. Like, you know,
right.
Whatever we have to do to make it work, we will do. And, you know, I always advise clients when they say, well, what should I do when it comes to, you know, having employees come to work? If it is so bad that you're having to have that debate, you're probably not going to have any customers either.
That's true.
Because if they're looking and say, oh, there's, you know, a Category 2 hurricane coming right at the beach. Let's go eat. No.
Yeah,
you know, and you've got to look at, I always say, err on the side of caution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it was your family member or, you know, your child that you were sending out there, would you be comfortable with it with the situation? If the answer is no, then don't do it.
Right.
You know,
but having a plan, I think, is important ahead of time.
It absolutely is. Have a plan in place. Know what you're going to do. Have communications established. That is the biggest thing that we battle is just communicating with everyone. For us, it's often they don't update their information. So we have no way to get this stuff out to you when we need to. So, you know, I'm always a big proponent. Keep your emergency contacts up to date.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your personal how to reach me information up to date. Just let us know where we can get in touch with you because there may be some good things coming your way that, you know, you don't want to miss out on.
That's right. Well, and that's why it's so helpful to have someone like you in the corner that can really guide employers on what to do in these situations.
Well, it's like if you're at your house and you get a letter from the IRS, everybody just stares at that emblem on their
before
letter,
you open it.
And they're scared to open that. It. Whereas we have our own IRS representative because we have to deal with them on such a constant basis, and which is good, which is, I mean...
It's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing at all.
I mean, they help us navigate tricky new laws and changes and things we don't understand. We have a dedicated person that we call them and say, hey, we don't get this. Like, what do you want? And we get it straight from the IRS. So there's no guesswork. There's no, you know... I hope I did this right. Mm. You know, no, we've gone to the source.
And I've had prospects that have come to me and go, you know, Chip, I've got a little IRS problem. I don't think we've paid our federal payroll taxes, in this period and that period and all that. And then when you finally get into it, you find out that some of the employers have been using that money to pay bills and everything else.
Oh, dear.
So,
but it's fixable.
It's fixable. Mm-hmm. But we need to know about it. Then we can go to our IRS rep and go, okay, here's what we got. They're financially stable, but we need to clean this up. And they'll work with us. They'll work because as soon as they find out that this person or this company is now going to use us as their employer of record, then that makes the IRS very comfortable.
Happy. And it gives you credibility.
Because they know they're going to get their money.
Credibility and accountability, which is great, which is really important.
Which helps the business owner also. It gets him or her back on track.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts are with Avalon HR. There's still time if you've got a question. 850-437-1620. A couple minutes left. Anything y'all want to touch on before we go?
Yeah. Let's do something a little fun. You know, we got kind of a significant weekend coming up.
I think I've heard of it.
Kind of a big birthday, the 250 birthday. I ordered my 250 shirt the other day.
There you go.
I got on my Blue Angel shirt.
And little flags on his socks. Like he's fully representing here. But as a little gift from Avalon to all you folks out there that listen to us and do call us, and we are so incredibly grateful and thankful for you, we've talked a lot this year about our health and wellness initiatives, and there's one that I would like to share and offer to all the listeners. If you don't follow our Facebook page, please do. We're putting a lot of little things out there. It's Avalon HR, real easy to find. But we talked a bit before about a local partnership with a healing collective. And I want to let everybody know it is Lovelock Healing Arts on Balin Street. They are not a client. It's just a partnership that we want to offer our employees and our listeners and friends and families. You can use code Avalon to get 20% off your first visit with Lovelock.
It's called Lovelock, L-O-C-K?
L-O-V-E-L-O-C-K, okay. Lovelock Healing Arts. You can use code Avalon to get 20% off your first 60-minute massage with them.
Girl, okay.
Yeah, I've had Dan from Lovelock came to the office the other day and gave all of our staff a chair massage. It was absolutely incredible.
And you didn't bring him here to the studio this morning?
I know, right? he's a little booked this morning because he's preparing for the 4th as well.
Wow.
But, you know, use that code. Go check it out. I'm a big proponent of take care of yourself. Life is stressful. Everything is stressful. You work hard. You deserve it. Use code Avalon and treat yourself to a little break, a little restoration. It's absolutely imperative.
Well, what a great 4th of July gift for all our listeners.
You are worth it,
y'all,
people.
Are awesome.
Take care of yourself.
So write down Avalon, and that's
code
the code.
Avalon for Lovelock Healing Arts.
And then you can get a massage and some other services.
20% off. Yeah,
20%
they do
off.
Sound baths. Oh. They do yoga, Pilates. Yeah.
Okay.
Everything.
All right, so how do we get in touch with you if we want Avalon HR services?
Well, we're at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola, and you can also contact us at 850-475-1555. Call.
All right. I'm glad y'all were here. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th
of July.